I gotta read this to you. This is great. The British government is doing it. I'm telling you, leave it to the British. They're doing this report thing about the situation in Hong Kong. Now, I don't know if you know this, but see, when the British write with a font, when they write something and they print it with a font or they write it with their handwriting, the font or the handwriting has a British accent to it. Now, I don't know if you're able to decipher the British accent from the handwriting or from the font, but me, myself, as an accomplished writer with over 1 million words on Amazon.com, print on demand, I have been able to discern and divine the accent from the font. So I'm going to read this to you and bring out what you might not have noticed otherwise. See, here we are on the report. You know, see, what's happening is what this report is first. I can't explain it in British because that just doesn't. The explanation doesn't need to be in British. I'm American. I explain things in America. I'll get to the British when I'm reading the accent from the font, the font sent. Every 6 months, the British government goes over to Hong Kong and sniffs their nose around. they go around and then they come out and they write this little opinion piece. And they've written 44 of them. This is number 44. And this is the first time that they actually said something bad. And it's this very passive, it's very British in how they do it. I don't know how much you're going to pick it up. I'm going to try to be fast so I don't bore you. I'm reading from paragraph 3. Since 1997, the successful implementation of one country, two systems has been central to Hong Kong's prosperity. It is very welcome that in the areas of business and the independence of the judiciary, the one country, two systems model is working well. However, I am concerned that on civil and political freedoms, Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy is being reduced. These concerns are driven by recent events, such as the banning of the Hong Kong National... Okay, so he goes on like this, and it's just... He goes on, and he says, I am concerned. Did you know that government reports are allowed to use the first person? They are in the constitutional monarchy, apparently. And where was the other one? I found that something else was down here. Here it is. The report goes on. Pretty much every single page is loaded with complaints about it. It's passive aggressive. Yes, and you can see that the democracy is holding up quite well, except we are deeply concerned about one of the particular matters that, you know, and it goes, and that's how the tone goes with this thing, and it's got to be irritating to China. Here was the other thing on page 12. It's linked at Pacific Daily Times in the cadence column. You go to under the Hong Kong section, it's in italics. And I highlighted this. No, you can read the whole document on Scribd. I highlighted it in italics in the title right under the Hong Kong section. Pacific Times, April 1st. Well, this is the first report that's been negative. So it's kind of a big deal. I don't think I'll be following future 6 month British, Sino-British reports. But they go down through, it's 19 pages long, on page 12, second paragraph. However, the writer, clearly a single person, because he talks about I. There's this high speed train that connects Hong Kong to Shenzhen. And Shenzhen is the city across the border. If you've ever been to Niagara Falls, there's like New York across the border, you know. Okay, so Shenzhen is right over there. Well, it's a long train. You got to go through all this territory. You know Zach King, Final Cut King, Zach King. Well, he actually did a video up in Taiwai at the Taiwai stop. He jumped through the door in his cute little magic dub video. And I messaged him. I said, why were you in Taiwan? He says, well, I had a something there. I said, oh, well, that's something. Yeah, he messaged me back. Good guy, Zach, the King, Final Cut King. It's up in that territory where he did his video that you've got to go through these long, boring rides to get up to Shenzhen. And there's this high-speed train that connects the two. Well, at the border crossing, there's a joint-controlled station. And it's technically inside of the Hong Kong border. Now, Hong Kong doesn't have a constitution. It has a basic law. The constitution is supposedly China's constitution. But anyhow, there's some debate about that. You should really read the paper on Scribd. You go to PacificDailyTimes.com, Symphony at PacificDailyTimes.com, Cadence and Conflict, April 1, scroll down the article, Hong Kong, and then the first item is in italics, and it talks about the report from the Britain on Scribd. It's a very interesting read. I don't know if you'll be able to get the British accent through the font like I am able to, but leave it to the British. See, if Canada and America had a joint train station over the border, Americans wouldn't care if the Canadian authorities had some level of jurisdiction inside the joint train station. We wouldn't give a flying patouche about it. But leave it to the British. Well, technically, you're not in your proper jurisdiction. And I'm like, this is so hilarious. Okay, I've talked too long about this. Here's the paragraph. However, the legal basis for establishing a joint checkpoint for the rail link continued to attract attention. The co-location of Chinese mainland officials in the West Kowloon rail terminus allows mainland Chinese law to be practiced within the Hong Kong SAR in a mainland port area of 109,000 meters squared, or square meters, excuse me, in the West Kowloon Terminus, and within the 26-kilometer track connecting the West Kowloon Terminus with the mainland. This led to a legal challenge of whether these arrangements are in line with the basic law. Okay, so that was it. There was a very entertaining read, very funny, very British, and this is the thing, though, folks. See, I keep saying this. Look, civil rights, basic freedom of speech stuff, that's important. I've been blathering about that for 10 years. No, 20. Not since the 90s. I don't know. How old does that make me? All these people, we gotta stand up for free speech. Took you 20 years to figure it out, but okay. Now we got bigger things going on. The very first, 43 before. But now we've got this, I am deeply concerned, British report about what China's doing in Hong Kong. Wow. The British could change everything with their passive-aggressive, calm style. So irritating. So irritating when the British want to be. I'm going to stop it there, and I'm going to pick up tomorrow. We're going to talk about something else.